There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
One of the headlines that has caught the imagination over the last couple of days is with regards to fines here in the region. Motorists caught rubbernecking will be fined 1,000 dirhams, according to a new traffic law that came into effect recently. The updated law includes 19 new offences. Existing violations have been amended. The fine for exceeding the speed limits by more than 60k was doubled to 2 grand, with the motorist earning 12 black points and having their car impounded for 30 days. A fine of 3,000 dirhams must be paid if a motorist is caught driving 80 kilometres over the speed. The offence will also result in 23 black points in the vehicle being impounded for 60 days. Motorists who do not stop when they see a stop sign flashed by a school bus driver will pay a fine of 1,000 dirhams and given 10 black points. The fine for a bus driver who does not use a stop sign is 506 black points. So, let's get back to the first of those. Rubbernecking. A quick reminder, motorists caught rubbernecking will be fined 1,000 dirhams according to a new traffic law that has just come into effect. Truths and Sonal have been looking at this particular story, and we've had an element of this law in place for a while now, but this has now been taken federal, is that right?
Well, it was implemented in Dubai about a year ago, and now it seems that Abu Dhabi has taken on the measure. So I wonder if there has been any sort of studies or research into how effective this was, or, you know, how that was enforced in Dubai.
So the question that I have, and I think this is a good initiative because it's something that annoys me, getting stuck in traffic and then realizing that there is no cause for that delay in the traffic for anything other than the fact that people are just slowing down on your side of the road to have a look at an accident on the other side of the road, and that's what's slowing things up. So that fundamentally is rubbernecking. For those that is rubbernecking a global phrase? Is it something that if I said it all over the world, people would understand it?
Probably. I'm not sure, actually. I'm not sure if that applies outside of the UAE, but I haven't noticed it ever anywhere as much as I have here.
Elvis wrote a song called Rubbernecking.
Did he?
Yeah. Stop, look and listen, baby. I wouldn't sing.
Yeah, okay. Well, that was good, though. That was the first bar, at least.
Keep going.
That was great.
Uh-huh.
We'll have that. Everyone knows that. So let's assume that everyone knows what rubbernecking is. Basically, if there is an accident, if there's something happening on the other side of the road, or even on your side of the road, you slow down. You purposefully slow down to have a look at what's going on, rather than just letting the emergency services get on with clearing that situation. It is a big problem here. The reason is, not only does it cause delays, it also causes accidents, and it causes extra accidents. And I was having a little look at this and looking at the problem of rubberneck in the world over earlier, and it's amazing the number of videos that are available on YouTube, and there are other video sharing sites available, where you have reporters giving live reports from the roadside from a particular accident, and another accident happens in the background. So my question to you is, I don't disagree with the fact that 1,000 dirhams is a good fine to put in place for motorists caught rubbernecking, but how do you work out if somebody is rubbernecking?
I guess when the emergency services are on the scene, and if a police officer catches you rubbernecking, you're going to get a fine. Or you know now how many police patrol vehicles have cameras on their hood and on the top. So maybe that's they're using that to observe and monitor and make sure nobody's rubbernecking. And if you're caught, you get a fine.
You'd really have to be able to see inside that window and see who's fully turned their head to stop and look.
No, but if a car is really slow.
Yeah, but sometimes you're slow because the people ahead of you are slow. You know, you're kind of stuck in that traffic, trying to move on.
Because there is an argument out there that rubbernecking is just part and parcel of our DNA. It's human nature that when there is something going on, we become curious. We are curious animals in our very nature. And therefore, I mean, slowing down to avoid a car that's slowing down in front of you, that's slowing down in the other person, does that mean that you are therefore part of a larger rubbernecking process? Or are you just going with the flow?
Well, you have to follow the flow of traffic. So if you're stuck behind the rubberneckers, I just can't think of anything worse. This really bothers me. Mm. Just the idea of, like, why do you need to look? What? First of all, respect other people's privacy.
Because it's curiosity, isn't it?
Yeah, but sometimes it's not even anything interesting. Sometimes it's literally just a car pulled over.
Yeah, okay. So it doesn't have to be a gory multi-car pileup or something like that. It's just something out of the ordinary is happening in and around you or something like that, and that causes you to slow down and cause problems.
I suppose. I mean, I don't know because I actively don't do it. If I'm stuck in that sort of slow congestion,
one of those person that just keeps your eyes to the.
I deliberately look forward, and as soon as the traffic opens up, I just go.
So as soon as that happens, then you're on the way. Zach's in studio as well. Again, it's a difficult one to police here, but again, this is a problem. I'm sure, look at the fundamentals of this, which is trying to improve road safety here in the UAE. Anything towards that end is a good thing. Is this going to have any impact at all?
I really hope it does, because just as annoying as it is for you guys, it's one of the most irritating things for me on the road as well. And it's incredibly dangerous as well, because not only are they slowing down, they're not even looking at the road anymore. And they're looking at whatever is taking their attention, which is causing more danger on the roads and could potentially cause many more accidents.
Let's go over to line number two. Yako joins us live on line two this morning. Morning, Yako.
Good morning, Tom. How's it going?
I'm good, Bit. How are you going?
I've got no complaints aside.
So listen, you are based here now in the UAE, but I can hear in your voice that you're a proud South African. In terms of the rubbernecking, in terms of slowing down to have a look at accidents here, is it any different here than it would be in South Africa?
Not that I can see. I'm a South African paramedic. I'm now working in the UAE, and I can tell you one thing. The rubberneckers all across the world are quite a big danger to other road users, and they are exactly the same all over the world, I would believe, and it's quite dangerous.
So why is it so dangerous? Because if there's an accident on one side of the road, there's an accident elsewhere. What's the danger of somebody slowing down to avoid that? Or is the rubberneckers take it a little bit further?
So if you take the example of an accident on the one side of the road and people on the opposite side slowing down. So what would happen is you have the first car that would slow down quite significantly. So it might be on the motorway doing 100 or 110 kilometers an hour. And they would slow down quite significantly, because sometimes these accidents they look spectacular, and it is something like it's something different. And they would slow down from 100 to, say, 60. And someone else that hasn't seen that accident yet would then feel like he's driving into someone that's going in reverse if they're going at that same speed. And that's the big danger that you face.
And do you see it quite frequently, or do we see it more frequently than one would expect?
We see it much more frequently than you would expect. You would hope people don't stop to look, but it just happens all over. In my experience, I've had to shout at people just to keep going, because they would literally stop dead at an accident scene. Kids would be looking out the window to try and see what they can see, and then you'd require police or emergency services personnel to actually shout at the people to get them go away.
And is it? I mean, as you mentioned, that you've been a paramedic. You're a paramedic here. You've been a paramedic in other parts of the world. Is it worse here than it is in other parts of the world, or is this a problem that is fundamental to travellers and road users the world over?
It's definitely not localized to here.
Yeah.
It's exactly the same across. Or the problem is the same wherever you go in the world. And I'm 100% behind the police or the government. In fact, I think 1,000 dirhams might be too little.
more money for the fine itself. Yeah, if you can prove that, that's for sure. Yako, bless you. Thanks for your thoughts this morning. That's Yako joining us from Sharjah, giving us his thoughts on the subject. This one has come through from Michael on 4001, saying the behaviour that really annoys me is when three lanes of traffic have to be squeezed down into one, passing through the breakdown lane because of a really severe accident. And having passed such a sobering sight, some drivers just floor it to use up the clear road in front at nearly twice the speed limit. Thank you to you all for your thoughts on that one. Do keep them coming in. Listen, bless you. Thanks to you all for your text messages over the last couple of hours. Really appreciate them. We thank you to you all for your comments. Hopefully we've been of some sort of help and service to you over the last couple of hours. We're back again tomorrow from 10. We started off this morning talking about streamlining the process of influencers. We caught up with Reem Alhouni. Reem is the CEO and co-founder of TI22 Films and Dubai On Demand, one of the accredited agencies for influencers here in the region. She talked about streamlining the process to make it easier for others.
The thing that most people don't realize is that many of them have either grown accidentally, so they didn't intend to become influencers, they just started you know, posting and then grew a following. And secondly, the majority of them have full-time jobs or other work, and this is something that they do on the side. So the concept of them needing to get licensed separately for this activity is quite challenging. And I think what people miss completely is that you need a trade license first, and then you can apply for an NMC license. So the way it's, you know, many people kind of have overlooked that and think that the NMC license is enough. But actually, it's only people with a trade license who can then get the NMC if they're looking at doing it on their own.
We also talked about rubbernecking. Why? Because 1,000 dirhams is what you could be charged if you were caught rubbernecking. A number of you texting in going, well, how on earth do you prove if you're rubbernecking or not? Surely that's a tough one for the authorities. That's what Paul's also texted, saying good luck making rubbernecking illegal. Maybe if the driver remains stopped and is obviously looking at an accident, you have impeding traffic or improper stopping with due care stacked on top. But is that really necessary? Thank you for those. Lots coming in throughout the entire morning. Thank you to you all for that. And thanks also to the team in studio as well. Good team effort today to bring you all the latest from the agenda. As I mentioned, we're back tomorrow from 10 o'clock in the morning. We'll also have Robbie Greenfield giving us his thoughts, or maybe even Chris, on the first of the quarterfinals, which gets underway at 10 o'clock this evening. To Milani Beckerhouse, thank you very much indeed to you. A little nod of the head. Good. Great. Zach, thanks to you.
Thank you.
Thanks to you, Shrutes, for being in studio.
Thank you.
Thanks to our friend Sonal for being with us here in studio. And me not putting her microphone up. But we will do tomorrow. We're back again tomorrow from 10. Until then, stay tuned. You've got Helen Farmer up next on Dubai Today, straight after the news headlines, courtesy of the ARN News Centre. Ta-ra.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcast at DubaiEye1038.com.